Vera, I was wondering, we talked a couple of days ago in Slack about, the BBH files are simplified or whatever by the uploader, and we were having problems with facial animations, where we'd have to make exaggerated facial animations if we were going to want to upload with BBH, and you said you were going to kind of look into that to see if we could either get rid of those restrictions, because Maya can't do anim files yet.
Yeah, there's, I don't think we're going to be doing anything to change the behavior of the BVH upload anytime real soon. That is a kind of a known issue that, because the BVH upload does some processing, which is, intended to improve the efficiency of the animations, it has the potential to change things a bit. And, given that the bento bones, a lot of them are smaller, smaller changes in the movements are meaningful. May well be that those thresholds aren't optimal.
Right. If we could have just smaller thresholds just on the face bones and on the hand bones, the rest of the bones could stay the way they are. Although I did, for those Maya users out there, or I got an email from Aura, who is working on a .anim exporter for Maya. And hopefully in about 3 weeks, she'll have time to finish up the .anim exporter that she's been working on for a long time. Because with .anim, you don't have that particular issue of what we run into with BVH, right, Vera?
Yeah, with anim, it doesn't do any post-processing on the thing you upload. It just takes whatever you send it. So that's currently the simplest way to bypass those kinds of changes.
Well, people say it's a problem. To me, it's not a problem. I've dealt with the BVH uploader quite a bit. And it really comes down to how many frames are in between the changes. All anybody has to do, if BVH uploader is not uploading the animation properly, you're not seeing all the movement, lower your frame rate in the animation. That will make the distance between the changes much wider, and the uploader won't screw up your animation. I've given this advice to many people, and every time they come back and tell me I was right. So.
But were they mainly using Blender versus Maya? Because I'm not 100% sure how to change the frame rate in Maya. I'm not real experienced with animations in Maya, so I might just be missing something. And Elizabeth brought up a good point that if the solution was to allow BVH animations with the face have not be optimized by the uploader, that if those bones are reused for something else, it might cause problems elsewhere. So. Yeah, I guess the main solution is, hopefully we'll have a .anim exporter out of Maya soon. But I will look into the frame rate thing, though. Madhu, you're probably completely right. I just don't know how to do that in Maya yet. But I'll do some research and I'll give that a try, definitely.
Right, just adjust the animation in a way that it's using less frames per second, basically. A lot of people just think, oh, well, 30 frames per second, and they just try and go with that. Whereas I've never done that. I always adjust my animations to what the movement is, because you only need 30 frames per second if your avatar is moving extremely fast, like a dance or maybe running or something like that. You don't need 30 frames per second on every single animation. 90% of the animation in Second Life could probably be run on 10 frames per second.
Yeah, this may be another area where there's a perception that more is better. It doesn't necessarily turn out to be true. What frame rate you need is really going to depend on how kind of high frequency the changes are in the animation, rather than just how many frames per second your viewer is going to be rendering or whatever. Because it does interpolate between the frames for whatever the defined values are.
And most of the time, when people run into this problem, what they're doing is they're running like a simple animation at 30 frames per second, and the changes aren't big enough, because it's just a simple little thing that they're making, but they're trying to run it at 30 frames per second.
I thought in the upload window, you don't get to choose the frame rate. I thought it's just, Second Life was 30 frames per second, and so if you wanted something to an animation to last a second, you had to have 30 frames. I thought if you had like a 5-frame animation, it would display very quickly. So I'm a little confused as to how you would set that in the upload. Blender might be different. In Blender, when you export it as a BVH, do you set the frame rate there in the options?
Yes, I'm just an artist, okay? So I can only say what I've tested on things, okay? I don't know what's going on underneath. So I think what happens is, yeah, I might have a frame that's only five, animation that's only 5 frames per second that I'm, you know, playing it at. But eventually when it comes into Second Life, yeah, it might be 30 frames per second through the converter.
You know? Well, a lot of Second Life animations are looped too. So if you have something playing at 5 frames per second, it's looped. So you get the same animation over and over and over again.
I was going to say, wouldn't that mean if it's 5 frames that in 1 second, that same animation, if it's looped, will play 6 times in 1 second?
No, that's not. I mean, I don't use Maya, so I don't know how their system works, but in Blender, you can use whatever frame rate you want, and it's whatever per second.
I think the actual animation format, you're basically specifying keyframes. So you're saying, you know, at time T0, you know, it's you want to be in a certain position, and at the next time, which you specify, you want to be at some other position. And so, you know, it doesn't have to be that all of those ticks are a 30th of a second apart or whatever. But in terms of how you control that in Blender or Maya or whatever,